Good, Brian. First, I wanted to ask you about the jobs report. Let's start with Ohio. I mean, how is Ohio doing with construction jobs?
Well, you know, it's a mixed bag in Ohio. Overall, the state added 4,200 new construction jobs between October 2015 and October 2016. But those job gains weren't widespread or evenly spread out. Cleveland and Columbus, for example, both lost construction jobs during the past year, while Springfield actually added 1,600 new construction jobs. But more broadly, one of the things that we've been seeing is that the construction recovery, and I think this mirrors the broader economic recovery, has been pretty uneven and pretty inconsistent. You've got areas that at one point were adding a lot of jobs. We were in Cleveland 2 years ago to talk about how it's such a fast-growing construction job market, and then they backslide as demand either from the private sector backs off, or what we're also seeing is that a lot of infrastructure projects, you know, highways, bridges, transit projects, water systems, they're getting cut back a little bit as total public spending on infrastructure has declined about 2% from 2015 to 2016.
One thing I'd like to ask, I think everybody wants to know, is how you see the Trump plan for infrastructure spending affecting jobs and the economy, because we have been hearing a lot about that, right?
No, that's absolutely right. You know, I mean, when President-elect Trump talks about investing up to $1 trillion in new or rebuilding old infrastructure and rebuilding our urban cores, you know, while the devil's in the details, overall, that can't help but hurt both the construction, that can't help but help both the construction industry and the broader economy, for a couple reasons. One, of course, sure, investing more money in rebuilding our roads and bridges and water systems will put more construction workers to work, and that means more people in high-paying construction jobs and more construction firms going out buying U.S.-made construction equipment and U.S.-manufactured construction materials. And then the more of those construction workers taking the family out to dinner on a Friday night and buying new clothes for the family and taking that 10-year-old pickup truck and buying a new one. And so you get the economic benefit from increased construction activity, but you also get a much broader economic benefit as manufacturers throughout Ohio and around the country, as businesses that, you know, whether you run a, you know, service, you know, you make calls to repair equipment or your delivery company, as you spend less time in traffic and less time getting rerouted around posted bridges that can't handle the weight of your commercial vehicles, those businesses become more efficient, and then they have more money available to invest in new equipment or hire new people, as opposed to spending a lot of money on wasted fuel and wasted time spent in traffic. So, yes, it will certainly help by investing up to $1 trillion in new infrastructure, not just the construction industry, but pretty much anyone who is dependent on our roads and bridges and clean water.
All right, let's also talk about the jobs produced by infrastructure spending in general. Many people don't always understand that. So are these good jobs?
Oh, absolutely. So the average construction job in the United States pays 10% more than the average non-farm job in the country. So these are already higher paying jobs. And then the thing you've got to remember is, unlike many other jobs in this country, you don't need to have amassed a lot of college debt before you start working in construction. Most construction jobs don't require a college degree. They do require some training and skills. You just can't walk cold onto a construction job site and be able to operate safely. But construction workers, because they don't have that college debt, they get to the point where they can invest in a new house or some toys for themselves far sooner than folks who have gone through college and are in, frankly, a lower-paying office job in some kind of cube farm that's lit by fluorescent light. So these are good jobs. And the other thing, you spend time talking to construction workers, you find out is that these are jobs that a lot of folks are incredibly proud of. They're doing something tangible. They're building structures that benefit folks that are going to last, hopefully, for decades. There's variety in their job, both in where they go to work and the things they do every day. And, you know, it's physically demanding. So not only are you getting a good wage and you're doing something that you're proud of, but you're keeping fitter than most folks who are spending their day sitting in a chair.
Fantastic. If people would like more information, I know there's certainly ways they can find out more, right?
Absolutely. The best thing to do is visit our website. So it's www.agc.org. A for Associated, G for General, C for Contractors. So agc.org. Go right to the homepage. You'll see right in the middle of the page information about construction jobs and our analysis. Just click on that link. It'll tell you everything you need to know, and then our contact info is right there. If you want to call or email us for more information, we'd be happy to chat with you.